a chance for you to go to Boston and a chance to see Weezer. It's K-Rock's Road Trip USA destination. Number 8, another chance to win coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have What's Up with Florida. Involves a riding lawnmower and meth. We have a 20-year-old college student driving a bright pink Barbie car to school at college in Texas. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we do What's Your Story, and the prize for that is Almost Monday in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock this coming Monday. So you'll get a chance to win those. Our last What's Your Story in the 5 o'clock hour was about parking wars.
I got in a fight over a parking spot.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I came home from work one day, and my fiance was at the house, and there was this car in my driveway where I normally park. So I go, what the hell is that all about? So I looked in the mirror or in the window. There was a guy and my wife, like, drinking wine, and he was kind of hugging her and stuff like that.
What?
He had a sunroof, so I ended up putting my hose into his car. But to turn around to find out that that guy that was hugging my wife and drinking wine with her was our wedding planner.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
David.
You're so dumb.
I went inside the house, and I was like, what's going on? You know, like, and the wedding planner was like, hello? You know. And my wife told me this is our wedding planner. I was like, oh, shit. It was all crazy. Anyway, he got kind of mad at me, but I kind of told him the story. And he was kind of okay with it. But at the same time, I had to pay for his water damage.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. I love that Franz from Father of the Bride was your wedding planner, though. I do love that.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
A 20-year-old college student at Texas State University is turning heads on campus by driving a bright pink Barbie car to class every day.
All right. People Are Dumb is coming up next on K-Rock. A little over 20 minutes away for your chance to win tickets to see Weezer at Crypto.com Arena on October 24th and get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again in Boston and win a signed guitar as well. Let's talk about dumb people, in particular Tara Monroe from Texas State.
People are dumb, people are dumb, people are dumb, people are dumb.
A 20-year-old college student at Texas State University is turning heads on campus by driving a bright pink Barbie car to class every day.
She does look hilarious because she's an adult and it's made for kids.
After she was arrested for drunk driving and lost her real car.
She's only 20.
Oh, you.
Her dad gave her a bike to get around.
That's nice. That's solved the problem.
But Terry, who describes herself as a bit of a diva, didn't want to sweat or work out on the way to class.
She didn't want to sweat.
Oh, you.
So she went online and bought a children's Barbie Jeep that only goes about 5 miles per hour. The little car has 3 gears.
All 3 gears are, hey, look at me.
Reverse turtle mode for slow driving and rabbit mode when she wants to go a little faster.
I gotta be honest, if I was in college and I had a douchebag friend with a Barbie Jeep, I'd want to ride.
She even lets her friends test drive it. Her roommate liked it so much that she bought one too.
They're like a prison gang.
Now they cruise around campus together having fun.
Everybody look at me!
Terry is an engineering major, and on the dean's list, she says she's learned her lesson from the DUI and insists the Barbie car has nothing to do with making light of that incident.
Why then would you get a Barbie Jeep?
She just didn't want to walk.
Okay. Dumb and late. You are listening to K-Rock at the right time. We have your chance to win tickets to see Weezer at Crypto.com Arena October 24th. And you also get on the standby boarding list to see him again in Boston with a signed guitar. Your chance to win that in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. Lisa from Los Angeles got tickets to see Weezer when they play Crypto.com Arena. Another chance to see him again in Boston. Your chance to win's coming up on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
I hope this man's drug customers are not in a hurry. A man in Dixie County, Florida, named Roy Lee McDaniel, was driving his lawnmower on the street. It's one of those things where you really automatically know That's not street legal. So maybe don't drive it down the middle of the street, especially if you have substance on you. Seems maybe like if he was carrying what he was carrying, you would want to stay on the side, perhaps, and avoid suspicion.
And a man in Old Town near Kissimmee, Florida, pulled over for riding a riding lawnmower down the street.
The cop said, "You know what? You smell a little like weed." And the man said, "Yeah, I've been smoking weed." And the cop said, "What about that bag between your feet?" And he said, "Yeah, that's fine." The cop said, "What's in it?" He said, "Drugs." What? What?
Also, you can't have meth in your pocket while doing it.
Sure, he had meth. They also searched the bag and found more marijuana, pills, later identified as clonazepam, a hypodermic needle, and, of course, meth, because it's Florida. We have a new music feature here on K-Rock. It is at 420. We call it the catch of the day, and it's a chance for us to highlight a song you might not be aware of and might love. We have that band Almost Monday here at K-Rock on Monday. Give you some tickets for that in the 5 o'clock hour so you can join us on K-Rock.
A Panda Express customer in Milwaukee says he was stunned
at how dumb people can be. That's coming up next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
It is one recipe that definitely needs to be taken off the menu.
A Panda Express customer in Milwaukee says he was stunned.
It's a Panda Express. He was stunned by what?
When he saw an employee standing on the fryer while cleaning.
I'm sure you've seen the video. This dude climbs up on top of where they're frying food with his tennis shoes and just steps on it and starts spraying like Windex or some chemical cleaner up above his head right over where they're cooking food.
The worker was apparently using it as his stepladder. Oh, this is tough to watch.
I mean, only in that he's spraying cleaner over where they're cooking and standing on it with his shoes. Other than that,
the customer says the worker was spraying the cleaning chemicals and wiping down the fryer after food had just been placed inside. You see it down there below.
Yeah, cleaning chemicals, probably not great. Bottom of tennis shoes, not great. How many times do you think this kind of thing goes on where there's no camera and it happens anyway?
Panda Express has not yet commented on the video.
I'll comment for him. Your health is the most important thing to us, and we take safety seriously, and we will train our people so that they don't stand where they cook. Plus, we'll train everyone else in how to do everything. Thank you. It is K-Rock, and Megan Holliday has three things at four coming up.
I'm going to tell you about a teacher who came up with a very interesting solution for her students for when they need to let one rip.
Excellent.
Okay, so that's coming up.
Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a teacher had to come up with a ridiculous solution to an everyday classroom problem. She created an in-class gas station for students who needed to let one rip.
Oh, no.
And this is her demonstrating it to the class.
This is our fart corner. If you need to fart, simply come over here, fart, take about 10 seconds, get your little spray going on, go sit down. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares. Nobody was worried about it.
But I think what she means to say is everyone is paying attention and
yes,
everyone cares.
Of course.
This is not okay.
Of course.
This is not going to work out. Okay. Number two. A California grandmother traded a party for a parachute as she spent her 100th birthday skydiving.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Okay, so here's that story.
For Ruby McNally, there was only one way to celebrate her 100th birthday. The California grandma trading a party for a parachute, celebrating a century of life on Earth by leaping out of a plane and skydiving over it. This jump, though, not her first.
It's my third time.
Third time jumping out of an airplane.
That's right.
What started as a dare from her grandson on her 80th birthday, turning into a once-a-decade tradition.
At 100, you're not talking her out of anything.
Yeah. As for how her family feels...
They're all scaredy cats.
This time, some of them are joining in on the fun.
There's not that many other people on planet Earth that can say, hey, I'm going skydiving with my grandma that's 100.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty special.
I hope that they'll carry on the tradition.
What a little dick grandson she has. Grandma, why don't you skydive?
Come on. And then she did it. She's done it three times. Such a badass. Okay, number three, going to do some shameless self-promotion here. My nonprofit organization, Life of the Party, we have teamed up with Trejo's Donuts again this year for the Life of the Party donut that goes on sale tomorrow through Monday.
You need to stop bringing those in. Those are deadly. Those are so good.
I know. You're going to see a lot of them this weekend. Me and my team are going to be there on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. giving out Narcan. We'll train you on how to use it. We're going to have music from local artist Biebs, and also Aaron and Scott from Real Big Fish are going to come and play some songs. We're also going to be raffling off a pair of tickets for Social Distortion at the Palladium. And I just want to say I really appreciate Trejo's Donuts for doing this collab, with some proceeds going to us. And then also a massive thank you to the K-Rock listeners who always show up and show out. I appreciate you very much. All right, I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a band from Lexington, Kentucky called Emerosa, and the song is called Good Enough. It's from their album High Horse Heaven. It's a breakup song about jealousy and self-doubt after an ex has moved on with someone new. It's called Good Enough. It's Emerosa, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Emerosa. The song is called Good Enough, and it is the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. That is almost Monday, and we have them here at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock on Monday night.
So it's going to be your shot to win your way into that coming up with What's Your Story on K-Rock.
It is one recipe that definitely needs to be taken off the menu.
A Panda Express customer in Milwaukee says he was stunned.
Oh, God.
You hate any story that starts that way. A Panda Express customer said he was stunned. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. It's K-Rock. And it's time for What's Your Story? And we have tickets for almost Monday.
Yeah, we're going to get you in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here on Monday.
Here's what he was horrified by.
When he saw an employee standing on the fryer while cleaning, the worker was apparently using it as his stepladder. This is tough to watch.
It's not that tough to watch, but it is a guy standing on where you fry food.
Yeah, there's
in his
food
tennis shoes.
Right underneath.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And he also has cleaner, and he's spraying it above. So it's like, what is happening?
The customer says the worker was spraying the cleaning chemicals and wiping down the fryer after food had just been placed inside. You see it down there below. Panda Express has not yet commented on the video.
Yeah. Of course not.
Of course they haven't. Their comment is, your health is important to us, and we're going to train everybody not to stand and clean where we eat.
To not have chemicals all over your food.
Right. I told you the time I was in construction and got fired because I got caught playing baseball with 2x4s and rolls of tape.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
It was fun, but you got caught doing something dumb at work is the topic for today's show. You got caught doing something dumb at work.
800-520-1067. I mean, I think I might take the cake because I was the dumbest person in the world who stole concert tickets from my first radio job, got caught, got fired.
How did you get caught? It seems like you could work that relatively easily.
I put my boyfriend at the time, I put his name in our winner system, and I had just recently put him on my Facebook as my boyfriend.
Ah,
so my
so
boss,
you were dumb.
Yeah, I was dumb, and I got caught and I got fired. Yep.
All right. You got caught doing something dumb at work. That's the topic. 800-520-1067 for the calls and or texts.
For the best one, we got your tickets to see Almost Monday in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on Monday.
You got caught doing something dumb at work. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls on. You got caught doing something dumb at work.
562 said, I used to work as an aide for the school district, and I got caught giving one of the hot teachers a foot massage while the kids were watching a movie in the class.
Wow.
I got transferred to a different school. This one is so
that's strong. We are taking your phone calls on. You got caught doing something dumb at work.
All right. 951 says, I worked at a fast food restaurant. One night I took LSD and tried to cook hamburgers. Ended up using the fire extinguisher on the boss because I thought she was on fire. Oh, my God.
We are taking your phone calls. What's your story? Today's topic is you got caught doing something dumb at work.
So you can call or text 800-520-1067. And for the best one, you're going to come out and see Almost Monday in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on Monday.
All right. You got caught doing something dumb at work?
Yeah, I got caught. I used to write my own paychecks, and I got caught.
You wrote your own paychecks?
Yeah.
How?
What
were you doing?
This was in high school. I worked in a tennis pro club at a country club.
Oh, nice. And so you wrote your own paychecks, and you put a little extra in there?
Yeah, I worked probably 8 hours a week, and I'd get paid for 40.
Yeah!
I like that you go small so you won't get caught. Oh, wait.
I had to ease into it.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, so I got caught taking a picture at work with a bunch of liquor bottles.
Taking a picture with liquor bottles?
Yeah, they weren't for sale. It was their liquor.
Oh, like somebody's personal stash.
But I was a kid at the time.
What kind of store was it?
A bunch of bottles and pretend like I was drinking it.
Oh, gotcha. What kind of store was it?
This was a pharmacy.
Oh, okay. Now this all makes sense.
Did you add a picture of a bunch of pills? K-Rock, hello.
Hi,
you got caught doing something dumb at work.
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep? What was your job?
I worked at a motel.
And so what? Do you do the front desk?
No, the front desk.
You fell asleep.
There is a back room, like, where there was a bed, so if I wanted to, I could technically fall asleep.
Right.
But so who caught you?
My boss.
What time of the day was it?
It was morning, because I think I worked a double, but what happened was I was so tired that a guest had come and said there was bed bugs. And at that point, the doors were already locked, so she's looking at me through, the window, and she has all these spots on her. And I'm just like, what? What are you talking about, lady? And then when I fell asleep, I was supposed to pay attention to the cameras. And so by morning, my boss had mentioned they had stolen a TV.
Oh, man, they stole a TV.
Oh, that's pretty wild. Did you lose your job?
No, my boss was pretty lenient.
What are you talking about? You fell asleep, they had bed bugs, and they stole a television.
There was just a lot of sketchy people that would come.
Sketchy people that work there.
Want to stay at that motel.
800-520-1067. You got caught doing something dumb at work. You got caught doing something really dumb at work.
310 says, got caught at FedEx drawing dicks on a driver's dirty windshield. If they weren't helping do pickups and got back earlier than me, they all complained and checked the video cameras that we have in the warehouse. I support this. I love
Same.
It.
We're taking your phone calls and you got caught doing something dumb at work.
701 said, back when I worked at a hardware store, a female worker and I were caught by our manager with her zip tied and a piece of wood titled the Spanky Planky. It became a massive inside joke for about a year until I left said store for another job. Wow. Oh my God. The Spanky Planky.
So what's your story on K-Rock? It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. And the topic today is you got caught doing something dumb at work.
Yeah, one time I was at work and it was inventory and we had to go in like at 11 p.m. And I went to the back, pretended to start counting my inventory, and I took a six-hour nap.
Yes!
And who found you?
The grocery manager, he took a picture of me and sent it to the boss.
Oh, photo evidence to go with it.
Oh, that hurts. You got fired, right?
Nope.
What?
The guy actually was like, you know what? It happens. It's happened to everybody here. You're good.
What?
Oh, my God. You're lucky, dude.
You're really lucky.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi. I just got in my car, and I heard you guys are looking for dumping that we got caught at with work.
You got caught doing something dumb at work.
Yeah, awesome. My wife and I work together, and we use, like, our little internal Google chat to talk really provocatively, and HR had to pull us into an office and, like, read the whole list.
How did HR get a hold of it? Did you accidentally include someone else?
No, there was this girl I worked with, and she was, like, my quote-unquote, like, my direct, not my manager, but the higher-up, and she hated me because bosses loved me. So she noticed that we were just like typing back and forth and she reported us.
Oh.
I know.
That is so lame. But so you had to sit through an entire meeting of this HR person going through the conversations.
Yeah. Like one of the funniest ones was like my wife was like, at this time, girlfriend, she was like, I think I got my period. And then she was like, nope, just juicing. And then we like recounted like everything from the night before. It was really bad.
Oh my God.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
But you didn't get fired.
I know. I ended up getting laid off a few months later. But yeah, I was so afraid to go back into the office.
Yeah,
we had a guy manager, and when HR started like reading, it was like sheets and sheets of printout. Like it looked like a screenplay.
And
she started reading it, and my boss like had to excuse himself because it was just so bad.
Oh, that's so funny.
So good.
I love it. K-Rock, hello.
I was using the company gas card to fill up all my buddies' cars, and I was making money off the side.
That's pretty smart.
And it was going on for about 2-3 months, and they finally brought me into the office and was asking me all these questions, and I was playing dumb, but they kind of knew, and they fired me.
Yeah, I would say
I mean,
so.
That, you know that's going to catch up with you at some point.
Right.
K-Rock, hello.
I was working at Best Buy, and they asked me to go get the shopping carts.
So you're Best Buy, and they ask you to get the shopping carts.
And bring them back to the shopping cart chute. And this is in Burbank, so Best Buy was right across the street from In-N-Out. And I had gotten stoned just before during my break, so when I walked out, I forgot what I was supposed to be doing, and I saw the In-N-Out. I just walked over there at Hamburger and Shake.
I love it.
And I totally forgot what I was doing, you know? And so when I came back, everybody, they were kind of, you know, had been looking for me. They just asked me what I was doing and where I was. I said I was, you know, I came back with a shopping cart walking down the street with me and all. Some of the managers had been there and they were looking for me.
Did you get fired?
100%. Yeah, that was one of the
things.
Many times I got fired.
You should never get fired for In-N-Out.
100% agree.
All right. Who's our winner? Is it screenplay of porn?
Juicin? Yeah. Yeah, that's Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay. You are our winner, Lindsay.
Thank you so much. So worth it. And she'll be juicing tonight too after this.
106.7 K-Rock. It is KROQ. And your next shot to win these tickets to see Weezer at Crypto.com Arena October 24th. Plus, get qualified to see them again in Boston and win a signed guitar. Be caller 20 coming up at 6 on the world famous K-Rock.